This is StoryCorps Oklahoma. I'm Jenny Heinrichs. You might not think of a haircut as a form of philanthropy, but that's what Bruce Waite and his life partner, Vanessa Morrison, had in mind when they bought a 1960 Airstream travel trailer and turned it into En Route, a mobile barbershop. They came to the StoryCorps mobile booth in Oklahoma City to talk about what inspired them to give back.
Who has influenced you? So we talk about being influential, but who has influenced you in your life and in your journey?
For me, it was a client of mine who unfortunately isn't here any longer, but his name is Mr. Percy Major. And I always just called him Mr. Percy by his first name. And Mr. Percy became very ill, and he was in the hospital, you know, and I would go visit him, go hang out with him, and eventually he needed a haircut. And so Mr. Percy he was my 10 a.m. every Friday morning, and I couldn't be late. You know, if I was 1 minute late, Mr. Percy was cussing me out. I couldn't be a minute late with that man. And so that hospital visit is when I decided that I wanted to do a mobile barbershop. And so I always want to, you know, help people and do things like that. But for me, I just wanted to help him, you know. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to build a mobile so I can pull it to the hospital and wheelchair him out. And like, that's how I wasn't thinking big, and I wasn't, you know, it grew and it changed into something that we didn't realize it would change, and we've helped so many people we didn't realize that we would help. But at that moment, that's all I want to do. I just want to help him. Mm-hmm. So he, Mr. Percy Major, he inspired this for me, you know. Yeah. So, and what about you?
Basically, my entire adult life, I've worked with people who are experiencing vulnerability. I've worked with homeless youth. I've worked with victims of domestic violence and sexual violence. And so I feel like most of my life decisions are inspired by seeing what people are struggling with, seeing people go through tough times, and what can I do with my skills and my gifts to just contribute to people having more comfortable and safe and connected lives. And so just all the people I've worked with, the people in the shelter, when I worked in the emergency domestic violence shelter, I remember seeing, and particularly with this barbershop, how it's connected for me is seeing people come in just crisis and just in their lowest moment and scared and not knowing what their next move is going to be and just fearing for their life, fearing for their children, just being in complete crisis. And wanting something as simple as a haircut for their child, or wanting something as simple as a hairdo for themselves to feel better and have a sense of normalcy in a time of crisis, you'd be surprised how healing and comforting something as simple as a haircut can bring to someone. I hated seeing kids, you know, getting a haircut in the bathroom by their big brother or their mom struggling with something and just feeling so bad that they didn't have the means to get their kid to a barbershop or didn't have a way to get there. So I loved when you started doing that. And I really feel like that was a big motivating factor for me, was making sure that people have access to this in a professional way and can have just a little positive healing experience in a simple way. And, you know, it can change the way someone feels about themselves in that time. And I love that.
To see pictures and hear more stories from the StoryCorps mobile booth stop in Oklahoma City, go to kosu.org. And you can subscribe to the StoryCorps Oklahoma podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts.